The Oath Keepers make 10 promises based on the U.S. Constitution, but each oath begins with, "We will not obey any order." For instance, "We will not obey any order to disarm the American people." It's aimed at law enforcement and military people because they have pledged to uphold the Constitution. That's what interested Wisconsin Oath Keepers acting president and retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Larry Gamble of Franklin. He says there are 400 members in Wisconsin in loosely organized groups. Gamble says they're not getting ready to take action against the federal government.
I forget who said it first, but somebody said the Oath Keepers is a stand-down organization. We're there to talk to people. We're there to get people thinking.
To think about promising not to intern Japanese Americans, as in World War II, or impose martial law during Hurricane Katrina. Mark Potok directs the intelligence project with the Southern Poverty Law Center based in Montgomery, Alabama.
What the core conspiracy theory is the idea that there are nefarious forces out there led by the federal government, and that what is around the corner is a plan to impose martial law on the United States, to put those who resist into concentration camps, and ultimately to force the United States into some kind of one-world government, a sort of socialist hell.
The oaths include, quote, to not obey any order to blockade cities, thus turning them into concentration camps, unquote. Potok says those oaths may conflict with the duty of soldiers and officers of the law.
What would these people do if they were assigned to, say, a law enforcement exercise alongside federal agents? You know, that is the kind of situation that is really very scary, because at the heart of it, Oath Keepers believe that the federal government is an evil agent, is up to no good.
But Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes says there's reason to be concerned. He says military tribunals and detaining enemy combatants during the George W. Bush administration were violations of the Constitution. And the fact that this hasn't been completely rolled back by President Obama gives rise to his organization's appeal.
They make it sound as though it's all absolutely unreasonable and baseless. I'm basing concerns on history. If you look at our Declaration of 10 Orders on our website, it's really a reflection of our Bill of Rights. I mean, if I'm paranoid, then so were the Founding Fathers. They had a list of shall nots also. It's the Bill of Rights.
Rhodes is a Yale graduate who formed the Oath Keepers last year. He calls it a nonpartisan group with members from liberals to libertarians. He says it is the federal government that has created a climate of fear, not him.
They like to call it paranoia, so they make you sound like some kind of mad hatter with a tinfoil hat on. I'm hardly that. Like I said, you know, the concerns I had during the Bush administration won me an award at Yale for best paper in the Bill of Rights.
A Wisconsin Attorney General's spokesperson had never heard of Oath Keepers. Same thing for the Wisconsin Sheriff's Association and Wisconsin Chiefs of Police. But Neenah Police Chief Kevin Wilkinson says an Oath Keepers official asked for a meeting with him. It was cordial. He doubts that the 10 oaths would conflict with his officers' responsibilities, but he says it is possible.
Yeah, I think in a worst-case scenario, when things were very, very bad, I tend to think less of the natural disasters, the flooding or hurricane and an earthquake and things like that. I think more about civil unrest.
Wilkinson says none of his police officers have taken the Oath Keepers pledge. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.